gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh, Wheeling, West Virginia on the way. Rolling through Ohio, gonna make it to Kentucky. Gonna make it by the morning if I'm fast and if I'm lucky. Hold on tight, I'm homeward bound. Gonna boogie back to Austin, back in my hometown. Boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, yeah, that is a lot more of Boogie Back to Texas than we usually get from Asleep at the Wheel, and that's what we do every week right here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP. Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. And as one who's listened to my share of Dylan and been fortunate enough to have seen him live in a variety of venues, with the first time being in Bloomington, Indiana on February 3rd, 1974, the tour with the band after 8 years of Dylan being a recluse, kind of, I thought mixing my fandom of Dylan with my fandom of Texas musicians might be a good thing to do. So tonight we've got an evening of covers of Bob Dylan songs from Texas musicians, and there are a lot of covers to choose from. It seems that tonight's songs are mostly from relatively early in Dylan's career, which may say something a little about the artists, or it may say something about me. Dylan is known for his protest songs and weird imagistic dreams and his love songs and a whole bunch more. We're going to start with a couple classics and protests of some kind of leading off with Chimes of Freedom, a song that first appeared on Dylan's 1964 album, Another Side of Bob Dylan. Tonight, we hear the Birds.
Far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken tone, we ducked inside the doorway, thunder crashing. As majestic bells and phones struck shadows in the sound, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing.
Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Even though a cloud's white curtain in a far off corner flashed, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting, electric lights still struck like arrows, fired but for the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting.
Tolling for the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail. For the lonesome hearted lovers with too personal a tale. And for each unharmful channel soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Track of hours for the
they hang suspended. As we listen one last time, and we watch with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended.
Tolling for the aching ones whose wounds cannot be nursed, for the countless confused, accused, misused, strung out ones and worse, and for every hung up person in the whole wide universe. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Paul and Mary with Too Much of Nothing from their Late Again album, released back in 1968, although the single came out in late in 1967. It was the very, very first version of a Dylan Basement Tapes era song to reach the charts. It was on the Basement Tapes album from 1975, and I count Peter, Paul, and Mary as a Texas group because Peter was the boyfriend of a neighbor of ours down Fletcher Street. We lived on Fletcher Street in Austin, Texas. We met him a few times and even went to a union fundraiser that he invited us to, and he played there. It's pretty fun to see that. Before Peter, Paul, and Mary, we heard The Birds with Chimes of Freedom from their Mr. Tambourine Man album, a best of album, came out in 2004. Birds have a Texas connection because David Crosby resided in Texas for about 9 months after he was arrested in Dallas. Some of the biggest hits of The Birds were Dylan covers, Mr. Tambourine Man, My Back Pages, The Chimes of Freedom, which we just heard. Let's have one more quasi-protest song, and this one originally appeared on Dylan's second album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, released in 1963. Tonight, we hear Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians, and A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? stumbled on side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Rain's gonna fall. What did you hear, my blue-eyed son? Oh, what did you hear, my darling young one? Heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. Heard 100 drummers whose hands were blazing. Dark forest where the people are many and their hands are all empty. Where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters. Where the home in the valley meets the down dirty prison. Where the executioner's face is well hidden.
Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians and A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. It's a song that was used in the movie Born on the 4th of July, and Edie appeared in that movie as a folk singer, typecast kind of. The song appeared on her album The Ultimate Collection, released in 2002. She was born in Oak Cliff, which is a neighborhood of Dallas, and like the Byrds before her, I think Edie kind of evolved from folk music to folk rock. She joined a band called the New Bohemians as a lead singer, and the label changed her name to the group. And the first album that they had, Shooting Rubber Bands at the Stars, was both a commercial and a critical success. A lot of Edie's work recently has been in collaboration with Steve Martin, and we've heard a couple cuts from their work on this show in the past. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning covers of Bob Dylan's songs. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
You know, out of the 70-plus Dylan songs that I've found covered by Texas musicians, a majority of them are love songs of one kind or another, but I guess we shouldn't be surprised, as the majority of songs we play on this show are love songs, and maybe that means that the majority of songs that most people write are love songs. Anyway, we're going to start off with a classic here, this one from Dylan's Freewheelin' album, done by somebody that you wouldn't expect. Here's Waylon Jennings with Don't Think Twice.
Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason why I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's alright. Walking down that long, lonesome road, gal, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. Well, I ain't saying you treated me unkind, could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's alright. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I never know. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you could do or say, make me change my mind and stay. You never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's alright. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it don't matter anyhow. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. I'm a-thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Crazy. crickets talking back and forth in a rhyme. The blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever and never realize that time. But situations have ended sad, relationships have all been a bed. Might have been like villains and rambles, but there's no way I can compare all them scenes with this affair. And you're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Oh, you're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. You're gonna make me give myself a good talking to. But I will look for you in Honolulu, San Francisco, Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I see you in the skies above, in the tall grass, and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me lonesome.
No, thank you. John Colvin from Austin, Texas on guitar and vocals. You're going to make me lonesome when you go from her 1994 album, Cover Girl, recorded live at the Bottom Line. And in the liner notes, she said she'd always done a few covers in every show she'd done. And she often was asked to do an album of them, and this was it. Most of the artists are men. She said she found it too hard and to change anything to make her own renditions by women that she admired. I think she did a pretty good job on this Dylan song that was in his 1975 Blood on the Tracks album. And before Sean, we heard Waylon Jennings, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Waylon is from Littlefield, Texas, northwest of Lubbock in the northern panhandle. He's a pretty precocious musician, first performing at age 12 on KVOW radio, and left school at 16 to do music, first as a DJ and then as a performer. He played bass in Buddy Holly's band, and as many of you know, he gave up his seat on the ill-fated flight in 1959 that crashed and killed Buddy the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens. He was one of the highwaymen, along with Willie and Kris Kristofferson and Johnny Cash, but he had quite a few hits and records on his own. You listen to songs written by Bob Dylan, covered by various Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking the songs from a rather massive list. So we're going to change the tempo just a little bit with a song that first appeared on Dylan's 1969 Nashville Skyline album. We're going to turn to the guitar and vocals of Miss Rosie Flores. Tonight I'll be staying here with you.
Throw my ticket out the window. Throw my suitcase out there too. Throw my troubles out the door. I don't need them anymore. Oh, 'cause tonight I'll be staying here with you. Should have left this town this morning. It was more than I could do. Oh, your love comes on so strong, and I've waited all day long. 'Cause at night I'll be staying here with you. Is it really stranger might station master too. There's a poor girl on the street, holding a letter, have my see. 'Cause tonight I'll be staying here with you. Oh.
Freddie King from Gilmer, Texas. Same hometown as Don Henley and Johnny Mathis. And Meet Me in the Morning from the album Freddie King, Larger Than Life. Freddie was one of the first bluesmen to employ a racially integrated group on stage behind him. A huge influence on folks like Clapton and Mick Taylor and Stevie Ray and Lonnie Mack and others. Dylan's version, his song, first appeared on the 1995 album Blood on the Tracks. Before Freddie, we heard another pretty fine guitar player, Rosie Flores, and her take on Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You. That came from one of the many tribute albums. This one was called Whatever Colors You Have in Your Mind. Rosie's Austin resident, and she's had a huge influence and interest in promoting the catalogs and careers of female rockabilly musicians. She's quite a rockabilly queen herself. Listen to Texas Musicians cover songs by Bob Dylan. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Chosen from among the many, many, many options, and I appreciate your listening in. You know, one quirk I've seen in some of the titles of Dylan's songs is the use of the word one, almost like things were kind of on the edge, and one more would tip them over. So we're going to lead off this set with a song on Dylan's third studio album, The Times They Are Changin'. It was released back in 1964. Here's Jerry Jeff Walker, live with One Too Many Mornings.
Up the street the dogs are barking, day's getting dark, as the night comes falling, the dogs lose their bark, the silent night is shattered by the sounds inside the mind, and one too many mornings. And a thousand miles behind. As I gaze from my doorstep, my eyes start to fade back to the room where my love and I lay. Gaze to the sidewalk, the lamppost, and the sign. And one too many mornings, and a thousand miles behind. It's just a restless, hungry feeling. Just don't mean no one no good. Everything I'm feeling, well, I never thought I would. When you're right from your side, I'll be right from mine. both one too many mornings and a thousand miles.
Never learn to read or write. There's no books upon your shelf, and your pleasure knows no limits. Your voice is like a metal lock, but your heart is like an ocean, mysterious and dark. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
Steve Earle, and One More Cup of Coffee from another album commemorating Dylan, this one called The Chimes of Freedom, honoring 50 years of Amnesty International. Steve was joined by Lucia Micarelli on violin and vocals, and man, is she talented. She's a talented violinist. She's an actor. She's on the HBO series Treme, among other roles, and she's a vocalist, as we could hear there. Steve's had a slew of successful albums by himself and with the Dukes, and that in spite of, or maybe because of, a less than normal personal life. He's been married 7 times, including twice to the same woman, recovering addict, and he's used that experience a lot in his songwriting. Dylan's version of One More Cup of Coffee first appeared on Desire, his 17th studio album, released back in 1976, right after the Rolling Thunder review tours and right after Blood on the Tracks. Before Steve, we heard the late greats Jerry F. Walker and One Too Many Mornings from his album A Man Must Carry On, and that song was recorded live at the Music Hall in Houston in 1977. I was lucky enough to see Jerry Jeff in a bunch of different venues, from a small club near the University of Cincinnati to the Paramount in Austin, to his teaching songwriting kids to kids in Texas. They had this crazy wild side of him, but also a quiet side that in some songs revealed, in one case, I think an occasional bout with depression, and another, his explanation to his daughter about his absence at times. We lost a giant in the outlaw country Americana music when he passed. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection, where tonight we are listening to Texas musicians cover songs by Bob Dylan. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
This portion of VOV programming comes to you with support from Vashon Center for the Arts. VCA provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. Find out what's happening at VashonCenterForTheArts.org.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Well, next we're going to turn to another cover of a song from Blood on the Tracks, which I'm beginning to realize either has been covered by a whole bunch of artists or is one of my favorite Dylan albums, or maybe both. Anyway, here is Sarah Jarosz and Simple Twist of Fate.
Sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight, watched out for a simple twist of fate. walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. A saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup of a blind man at the gate, forgot about a simple twist of waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. Now people tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on a simple twist of fate.
Like silence without ideals or violence. It doesn't have to say he's faithful, yet he's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hours. My love, he laughs like the flowers Valentine's can't buy him. Dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations, read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Don't speak of the future. My love, he speaks softly. He knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. The cloak and dagger.
much to argue or to judge. Expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night blows rain. My love, he's like some raven at my window with a broken wing.
Isaac Gilkison, sometime Austin resident, and Love Minus Zero, No Limit. And her version of that song was on the Nod to Bob album on the occasion of his 60th birthday. But you heard her live from an Austin City Limits performance. And in the video of that, I can pick out Nina Gerber on guitar, who has performed on the island a couple times. And she actually stayed at our house for a couple days. Glenn Fukunaga was on bass, and you've heard his name on this show a lot. Rich Brotherton on mandolin and vocals, and Mike Hardwick on guitar and dobro, and Cisco Ryder, Eliza's son, was on drums, and Cisco's 3-year-old son was sitting quietly on stage watching the show from the best seat in the house. Dylan's version came out really early in his career on his 5th studio album, Bringing It All Back Home, that was released back in 1965. Before Eliza, we heard Sarah Jarosz with Simple Twist of Fate from her 2013 album, Build Me Up from Bones. That was her third. It was released when she was 22. The plucked cello that you heard was incredible, and it was by Nathaniel Smith. Sarah was born in Austin. She's a virtuoso on mandolin and a damn fine guitar player and banjo player, but also a songwriter and singer, and reflecting not only her talent, but also years of study in contemporary voice improvisation at New England Conservatory of Music. Her most recent album is World on the Ground, released in 2020. And she's a member of I'm With Her, along with Sarah Watkins and Effie O'Donovan. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where we're awash in Dylan covers by Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. And we're going to go out the door this first Dylan covers edition with a bit of a raucous version of a song from the 1966 album Blonde on Blonde. And this version from a live album from Jimmy LaFave. And it's coming on the heels of a cover of The Wait. Jimmy LaFave and Rainy Day Women, 12 and 35.
Everybody must get strong.
Give me the fave. Rainy Day Women, number 12 and number 35 by Bob Dylan. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in, and we'll see you next week, probably with some Dylan songs, we hope.